From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Democratic leaders have proven in an early morning vote that they have the votes needed to defuse any Republican filibuster and push the health care overhaul bill forward on a path to passage before Christmas. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The key vote came just after 1 a.m. It was on the 383-page manager's amendment offered Saturday by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. All 60 members of the Democratic caucus, the 58 Democrats and two independents who normally vote with them, joined together to vote to end debate on the amendment. That proved the votes are there for the remaining two procedural votes needed to pass the bill, which under Senate rules, Republicans can still delay until Christmas Eve. Passage of the bill by the Senate will not assure its enactment, however. It still must be reconciled with a very different measure passed by the House last month. Neither bill has votes to spare, which will make negotiating a compromise tricky. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Airlines are trying to get travelers stranded by the massive snowstorm that walloped the East Coast over the weekend onto flights to their destinations, but that's easier said than done. Adam Reeker is at New York's LaGuardia Airport today trying to get home to Denver.
I had a flight Saturday that got canceled. I had a flight yesterday that got canceled. Now they're trying to make me stay until Wednesday, and that's with United, and I'm trying to see if American will take my flight. It's a nightmare.
The Federal Aviation Administration says nearly all the major airports on the East Coast have only minimal flight delays today. The Transportation Department is ordering airlines to let passengers stranded on planes at airports to return to the terminal after 3 hours. Airlines will also have to provide food and water for such passengers. The new regulations will take effect in 4 months. Service has been suspended for a third straight day on the Eurostar high-speed train linking London with Paris and Brussels. The French government has launched a thorough investigation of the recent breakdowns on the line. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
A Eurostar spokesman apologized, saying that service would not likely resume before Christmas. Further tests will be carried out today on the fleet of high-speed trains, which broke down over the weekend, leaving thousands of passengers stranded for hours in the tunnel under the English Channel. Some of the trains that came to rescue them also broke down. The trains lost power when condensation affected the locomotive's electrical systems. The condensation was caused by huge temperature differences between the cold air outside and the warmer air in the tunnel. Eurostar said screens and shields designed to prevent snow from getting into the train's electrical systems needed to be improved. The company said 500 vulnerable passengers were bused to Dover, where they were able to take ferries to Paris and Brussels. Europe has been hit hard by snowstorms and frigid temperatures for the past week. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 109 points. This is NPR News. The head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says military force would have only limited effect in stopping Iran from developing nuclear weapons, but he says it must remain an option. Admiral Mike Mullen has told his staff in an annual assessment of the nation's risks that he believes political means are the best at achieving regional security. A suicide bomber has struck in the northern Iraqi city of Tal Afar today, killing 4 people, including the head of the city council. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more from Baghdad.
A man wearing a suicide vest blew himself up next to a car carrying members of the city council. 3 bystanders died immediately, and the head of the council later succumbed to his wounds at a hospital. Authorities have shut down roads leading in and out of the city. Tal Afar, near the Syrian border, is home to mostly ethnic Turkomans. U.S. authorities in Iraq believe that militant organizations have targeted minorities in an attempt to inflame ethnic and sectarian tension. Overall violence in Iraq is greatly reduced, and 2009 looks to be the most peaceful year since the American invasion, despite 3 massive car bomb attacks since August that have destroyed government buildings. Still, small roadside bombs and shootings occur almost daily. Several such incidents wounded civilians across Baghdad today. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
The FBI says the number of murders in the U.S. fell 10% in the first half of this year. Overall, violent crimes fell by 4.4% and property crimes also declined. Car thefts dropped significantly, falling nearly 19% and continuing a sharp downward trend in that category. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 109 points at 10,438. The Nasdaq Composite Index has gained 26. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.